Good morning. At some point in each of our lives, and probably multiple points throughout our lives, we have known ourselves to be displaced people. We often consider displaced people to be those who have been affected by war, persecution, or natural disasters. They are the ones forced to leave their homes. Whether they are refugees of a war or the victims of a hurricane, their lives have been uprooted. But there is also a displacement that happens within us. Displacement is more than a physical move, a change in location, or the loss of our physical home. I'm talking about the inner geography of our lives and this displacement that happens within us. Have you ever felt out of place, or that you weren't in a good place, or like your life had been uprooted? Then you have probably understand what I'm talking about. You've experienced some form of displacement. Have you ever felt disconnected in your marriage, family, or other relationship? That's about displacement. Have you ever felt that your beliefs, values, or worldview no longer fit or sustain you? Have you felt homeless, even though you have had a home? Have you ever felt as if you did not belong or not fit in? Those are forms of displacement. If your life has ever been uprooted and left you feeling like you occupy space but are not really grounded, then you know what it is to be a displaced person. Are you always looking for the next thing that will fix your life? Do you live with the as soon as illusion? The illusion that as soon as this happens or that changes, then all will be well. If you can't get comfortable in your own skin, then you might know what it's like to be displaced. The poet Mary Oliver writes, "I don't want to end up simply having visited this world." I understand what she is talking about, and I suspect some of you do too. We don't want to simply live, a just passing through kind of life. We want to be placed people. "Comfort, oh comfort my people," are God's words to the displaced people. Isaiah first spoke these words to people exiled in Babylon, people whose lives had been uprooted. Those same words come to the displaced peoples of God today. In some way, the prophetic word is always directed to displaced people. And we long to hear those words of comfort. We want to find our place. If you listen to John the Baptist in today's gospel, the way home, the way of becoming a placed people, is always through the wilderness. There is no way around the wilderness. You can't get out of it. You can only go through it. Advent reminds us of that every year on this Sunday or the next. And if it seems strange that displaced people are given two Sundays of wilderness and John the Baptist, then maybe we have misunderstood them both. We so often have an image of the wilderness as empty, barren, and desolate, a place of demons and temptations, a place where the best you can hope for is to survive. But what if we've got that wrong? What if the wilderness is really a place of life, a place of hope, a place of connectedness, a place of finding ourselves in our place? In Mark's gospel, we see that the Spirit drives Jesus into the wilderness after his baptism, and yes, he faces temptation. but the wilderness is also the place the angels waited on him. Mark also reminds us that Jesus often went to the wilderness by himself to pray and to encounter God. The wilderness then is a place of connection to the sacred. It is also a place of rest. Don't you remember that Jesus took his disciples to that quiet, desolate place to rest? And it's in the wilderness that Jesus feeds the multitudes. So instead of the wilderness being what we thought of as a desolate place, we might find it a place of prayer, a place of rest, a place of feeding, and a place where angels minister to us. And maybe the wilderness is the place we begin to become placed people, residents, and connected. Isn't that what we all want? I do. I want us to feel a sense of depth and rootedness, a sense of connection to ourselves and one another. I think that's what the people of Jerusalem and the whole Judean countryside understood. That's what they heard in John's cry, "Prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight." Something about John's voice, something about his message, something about the wilderness said to them, "There is more for you than you have now. There is a place for you, but you will only find it in the wilderness." Every movement to the wilderness, that place where the angels minister to us, that place of prayer, that place of rest, that place of feeding, is an act of repentance. And if we've misunderstood the wilderness, then maybe we have also misunderstood John the Baptist and the repentance to which he calls us. We too often hear John's call of repentance as a moralistic behavior based on the turn or burn kind of repentance. But I don't think that's what John is saying or asking of us. What if John's call for repentance is the movement from being displaced to being placed? A move from occupying a space to taking up residence. A move from being a visitor to becoming a resident. A move from being ungrounded to rooted in depth. And who among us today doesn't need or want that? Who among us isn't looking for our place of belonging, a homecoming, a sense of connectedness and wholeness, a way of life that is authentic and holy? Do you hear the voice of Christ speaking through the words of Isaiah and John? "Prepare a place for me in the wilderness and desert areas of your heart, that I may gather you in my arms and carry you in my bosom and lead you through the trials and tribulations of your journey through life to me." Amen.